Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning to everyone. To those who are here, those who are watching on television or listening on the radio or live streaming, we greet each one of you on this day of the Lord. We also greet the members of the Feria de las Flores who are here asking for a blessing this morning and praying with us to Jesus Christ, to the Father. So welcome to each one of you as well and your families. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Glory, Lord God in heaven.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us and grant that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grave, that I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out." While Abraham's visitors walked on forward toward Sodom, the Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew nearer and said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to make the innocent die with the guilty, so that the innocent and the guilty would be treated alike. Should not the judge of all the world act with justice?" The Lord replied, "If I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham spoke up again, "See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord, though I am but dust and ashes? What if there are 5 less than 50 innocent people? Will you destroy the whole city because of those 5? He answered, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." But Abraham persisted, saying, "What if only 40 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it for the sake of the 40. Then Abraham said, "Let not my Lord grow impatient if I go on. What if only 30 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it if I can find but 30 there." Still, Abraham went on, "Since I have thus dared to speak to my Lord, what if there are no more than 20? And the Lord answered, "I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. But he still persisted, "Please, let not my Lord grow angry if I speak up this last time. What if there are at least 10 there?" He replied, "For the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it." The word of the Lord.
Of the angels, I praise you. I bow down toward your holy temple. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered. give thanks to your name for your merciful love and your faithfulness. You have exalted your name over all. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of my soul. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty give me life though I walk amid afflictions. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will accomplish this for me. O Lord, your merciful love is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Lord, on the
a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, we were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him, through faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and in uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Once again, good morning to everyone. Today, the gospel, in fact, all three readings, ask us to confront one of the most simple and basic topics of religion. And not only of religion, but of being a human being. And that is the topic of prayer. If we were to examine ourselves and ask, how do I pray? Do I pray? When do I pray? And if I pray, what does it look like? Many of us would say, well, Sister Immaculata back in the first grade taught me to pray. Or my grandmother Garcia taught me how to pray. And that might be very fundamental to our life. But the question is, how do we pray every day? Because as we can see from the readings, both the reading from the book of Genesis and the conclusion of the Gospel of Luke today, that prayer has to be consistent and persistent. Because prayer manifests a relationship, the fundamental basic relationship of a human being's life, the relationship that one has with the God who created them, who loves them, who has mercy on them, who is always there. As Jesus describes in the early chapters of St. Matthew's Gospel, the Father who is there and can count the number of hairs on our head, who knows everything about us. Prayer, the uniting of a human heart to the divine heart. As we look at our world today and the horrific tragedies that we have experienced, the language that people use among themselves, and so many other things that are going on in our confused and troubled world, I would say, basically, fundamentally, not ignoring anything, but the root problem is a lack of prayer. That we don't pray, or we don't know how to pray. And so this gospel today, when the disciples come to Jesus and say, "Teach us to pray," is a gospel that belongs to all of us. No matter how old we are, no matter how young we are, it's a simple question. Lord, teach us to pray. And while we proclaim the gospel, and sometimes we do it in different tones and voices, I would think that that question was a very personal question, a simple question of Jesus' friends. Lord, teach us to pray. Because if you look at the gospel, Jesus had been in prayer, was praying. When he returned, they asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And Jesus did not use a catechism. Jesus did not use the latest publicized book from some Catholic publishing house. Jesus taught them what was in himself. Jesus taught them his own prayer, the way he prayed. Sent by the Father to build the kingdom of God here on earth, to communicate who is God to all of us, he taught them from his heart. He sat them down and he told them how he prayed. And how did he begin? St. Matthew says, "Our Father," which is what we use. But in St. Luke's Gospel, which is probably a more pristine version, Jesus simply said, "Father." You can imagine in his own personal prayer, he didn't say, "Our Father who art in heaven." He said, "Father, hallowed be your name." In other words, great is your name. Holy is your name, as is echoed throughout the scriptures. Thy kingdom come. Even though Jesus was sent to build the kingdom, to communicate the kingdom, he knew that it relied on the Father. He prayed that his kingdom would come according to God's plan, the Father's plan. Thy will be done. Your will. And how many times did we hear Jesus repeat that throughout the Gospels? Not my will, but your will be done. Have we lost that? As a people of God, have we lost that sense that God has a greater plan for everyone's life, for our country, our world, than our own? Do we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as in heaven"? We are beggars. Give us today what we need. Aren't we people who live in the past and project it into the future? Give us today what we need. Forgive us. Forgive us our sins and lead us not into temptation. There are so many parts of this prayer that we know so well that we probably say, and I'll use the distinction that we say every day, that if we took these pieces of the prayer one by one, spent time with it in prayer, just the name Father, we would see the deepening of that relationship which prayer is called to build in our lives. If we, in the quiet of our own lives, in the quiet of our hearts and our rooms, just said each day, Father, what tone that would give to our life and to our day. Father, your will be done today. And maybe we'll forget it by noontime, but gradually, and that's why prayer needs to be consistent every day, not off and on, and persistent. Father, your will be done. In preparing for this, I imagine Jesus, in teaching this prayer and finding him repeating those same words, not my will but yours be done, in the Garden of Gethsemane, I imagined him on the way to Calvary, which I know some parishioners will be visiting this next week in the Holy Land. How many times as he stumbled and fell, how many times as he may have been whipped or beaten, laughed at, how many times along that road did he repeat those words, your will be done, not mine? And all of that was possible because of the first word, Father. Jesus had such trust in his Father, had such knowledge of his Father's love for him and his love for all of us, that in saying, your will be done, he understood it was because he was Father. You will not give me a snake when I ask for a loaf of bread. As difficult as it is, Father, your will be done. I invite all of us, as we especially live these next months prior to the election year, election time, in which many of us are very confused, that we not neglect prayer and be consistent and persistent. Father, your will be done. I will do my part in making decisions according to the teaching of Christ and his church. Father, your will be done. Father, Father. There is, if you receive the Magnificat, there is always a little meditation after the gospel, and today it is from Paul Claudel. And the last sentence is very beautiful, I thought, for us to conclude this short meditation on prayer and the Our Father. He was a layman, a diplomat, a poet, but he said, prayer is the sovereign unfolding of our liberty. You need to spend some time with that. Prayer is the sovereign unfolding of our liberty. Everyone here, especially young people, you want to be free. Probably now it's free from your parents, but that's just a stage you go through. People want to be free. But the question, the true question is, what is freedom? What is liberty? Where is it? Is it in the halls of some government and Congress? Or does it reside in the very center and central element of every person in their heart? Read the life of so many saints, Maximilian Kolbe, Cardinal Van Tuan, whose cause will be up soon for canonization, imprisoned 13 years, and yet a free man. Why? Why are these people who find themselves in such horrific situations due to governments or due to just things around us in a society, why are they free? And why can they talk about, how can they talk about freedom? Because they said, Father, your will be done. And that was the freedom and is the freedom of Jesus on the cross, who in the end, after repeating that consistently and persistently, Father, your will be done, was able to say, in the end, Father, into your hands I turn over my spirit. Everybody is going through something at this moment in their life. And this is not meant to kind of spiritualize things, but this is what is core to the human being, that we are free. And that freedom is in Jesus Christ, who shows us the way to the Father. And today in the gospel, he shows us the way to the Father through the simple prayer that we all know and use together. May that prayer be our freedom every day as we consider the true and profound meaning of its words. Father, your will be done. Forgive us and lead us not into temptation. My sisters and brothers, let us now profess our faith together. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Jesus tells us to ask and we shall receive. And so we bring now the needs of our church, our world, and our personal prayers to the Father.
For the church, as we strive to model for the rest of the world what it means to be in a deeply committed relationship with our loving God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the peoples of the world might truly listen to one another, hear the cries of anguish and despair, and respond in charity to all those in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, especially Andy Hines, that they may be restored to bodily health, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a deepening and growing relationship with our loving God during this Jubilee Year of Mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Beatrice F. Castillo, Pete Gonzalez Jr., and Minnie Gonzalez, Dot Buckley, and Sarah Torres. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all the prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayer. Father, you love us more than we can imagine. Help us to respond to you in being and doing love for one another, and graciously hear the prayers that we offer through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
And yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you lay the foundation of the world,
You laid the foundation of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
As Jesus taught his disciples to pray, we now pray in that same prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. As we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God, now and
forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us all return.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
join the singing in praise of our God. Tell the world of the name. I cry to the Lord, have mercy on me. God calmed all my fears and then set me free.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.